And, you know, Jerry provided a lot of different obstacles for me, but at the same time, the guy gave me an opportunity to perform at the highest level in terms of basketball. And the Bulls, the whole Bulls organization, you know, they did a great justice for me and for all my teammates. Believe me, I had a lot of teammates over the 14 years that I played for the Bulls. And, you know, I respected each and every one of them. I just wanted to win, you know, no matter how you look at it. And then along came Doug Collins, who was caught in the whole mix of this, Jerry Krause and Jerry Reinsdorf. And, you know, at the same time, he, you know, when I was trying to play in the summertime, he said, well, you know, you're a part of the organization. The organization said you can't play in the summertime. I said, Doug, you hadn't read the fine print in my contract. In my contract, said I had the love of the game clause. That means I can play anytime I want, any place I want. And Doug looked at me and said, yeah, you're right. You're right. And that's how we became, you know, a little closer in terms of Doug Collins and myself. And, you know, Jerry Krause is right there, and Jerry's not here. Obviously, I don't know who invited him. I didn't. But I hope he understands. I hope he understands it goes a long way, and he was a very competitive person. I was a very competitive person. He said organization wins championships. I said, I didn't see organization playing with the flu in Utah. I didn't see him playing with, you know, with the bad ankle. Granted, I think organization put together teams, but at the end of the day, the teams got to go out and play. You know, so in essence, I think the players win the championship, and the organization has something to do with it, don't get me wrong. But don't try to put the organization above the players, because at the end of the day, the players still got to go out there and perform. You guys got to pay us, but I still got to go out and play.